Today is cabinet installation day at the Flip House. This is probably one of the most exciting days of any renovation. I love seeing my hand-drawn cabinets come to life through the talented hands of the cabinetry carpenters. Once the cabinets are set, you can truly see how each room will function. It's the moment the house starts to turn the corner from a project to becoming a home. The cabinets are exciting because they are front and center and are a major design and functional feature of the home. In reality, though, they are no more important than some of the less glamorous parts of the home. In fact, some of the most important features of a well-designed and built home are hidden behind the walls, never to be seen. For example, if my plumber had not run water and sewer lines under the house to where the kitchen sink cabinetry will sit, it wouldn't matter how beautiful the cabinetry was, no one would be able to use the kitchen for its intended purpose. The same can be said about the electrical wiring and the heat and air system. As much as I hate how much of my budget goes toward these items that can't be seen, I know if any of these elements were missing, the home would not function comfortably and the carefully thought out design of the home wouldn't matter. The same can be said of our various roles and gifts in the Christian family or church. The Bible tells us the Holy Spirit gives each of us a spiritual gift that is useful to serve others and further the kingdom of God. And while some gifts might seem more exciting or important than others, all are necessary for the church to function as a whole. The Apostle Paul used the example of the human body to illustrate this point in 1 Corinthians 12. Starting in verse 18, he says, "Our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it had only one part. The eye can never say to the hand, 'I don't need you.' The head can't say to the feet, 'I don't need you.'" And here comes my favorite part in verse 22. It says, "In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honorable are those we clothe with the greatest care. God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members so that all members care for one another." What this verse is saying is that although we can't all be the exciting cabinetry of the church, the pastors and teachers that are up front and in the spotlight, your role as a greeter, baby holder, encourager, potluck organizer, cleaner, or choir member is just as important and necessary to the proper function of the body of Christ. Without those behind-the-scenes people using their gifts, the church can't serve its intended purpose. Take some time to consider how the Lord has gifted you and how your service can be used to glorify Him.